Did you know there was a black ambulance riding around Czechoslovakia during the 1980s, kidnapping children for their organs? Ask any Czech who lived at that time and they'll confirm it to you. In fact, however, it's unlikely that anything like that ever happened. It's just a legend created by oral tradition. In other words, it's an urban myth. Ethnographer Petr Janeček recently published what is his second collection of such stories, proving that folklore is definitely not a matter of history. Its title, Černá sanitka, or The Black Ambulance, refers to one of the most popular stories of its kind.
I think people all over the world love stories. It started with fairy tales in childhood. People like to listen or watch fairy tales or these kind of stories. People like to joke, to listen to jokes, and these urban legends are very similar to jokes, but the main difference is that jokes have to be funny to pass on in our tradition. Urban legend can be funny. We have some urban legends which are very close to jokes, but most urban legends are like warnings. You have the feeling that our society is endangered by someone or something, and people like to warn others. It's the main message of urban legends.
The following urban myth is one I myself have known for many years.
When I was at primary school, teachers and parents told us to pull off the tip of a banana before eating it. Why? Because a child once died after eating a banana. Doctors found out that it was snake poisoning. Later, the police discovered that the tip of the banana was poisoned by a South American snake that lives in banana trees. When they pick bananas, they have to shake the trees. The snakes feel endangered and they instinctively bite. That's how their poison ends up in bananas. It's a well-known fact in South America, but Czechs don't know anything about it.
This popular cautionary tale was recorded by ethnologists in 1970s and 1980s all over Europe in many different variations featuring spiders, scorpions or snakes. In one Czechoslovak version, the myth has been turned into propaganda, claiming that the bananas sent to the socialist markets were poisoned by Western capitalists. In his collection, Petr Janeček divided the myths according to their most common themes. Beside food, modern folklore frequently deals with murders, accidents, alcohol or sex. A whole chapter is dedicated to domestic animals.
A friend told me he was travelling on the underground and saw a woman getting on the train with a dog on a leash. But the door was already closing and the dog stayed outside. When the train started moving, the dog trotted along. But as it got faster, the dog was pulled by the leash, and at the end of the platform, it smashed against the wall.
People are fascinated by animals, and we have 50, maybe 60 legends, which are internationally distributed, about animals. It's typical that these legends are not about wild animals, but focus on pets, like small dogs, which often meet very bad end in this story. Many people find it funny that small dog is crushed by someone and falls outside a window or something. We folklorists think that this kind of critique of these pets, they have no use in our society, and we think that collective oral tradition criticized this kind of hobby.
This is a story that happened to my friend's friend who works in a hospital. A police officer once brought in a man who had put a light bulb in his mouth, but then he couldn't take it out. In the end, the doctor had to break it. 2 hours later, the police officer came in again with a light bulb in his own mouth. He'd been trying to prove to his colleagues that once you put it in your mouth, you really can't take it out.
While ancient legends took place in castles or convents and their heroes were knights on horses, contemporary legends reflect modern-day society. They take place in public transport, dormitories or offices, and they usually happen to friends of our friends. However, the essence of the legends has remained more or less unchanged over the years. They typically contain an element of fear, horror, mystery or humour. Interestingly, the most ancient motifs survive thanks to children's oral tradition.
These tales which small children tell at summer camps, at schools, use motifs and themes which are typical for very old fairy tales, and very old myths and very old legends. Typical urban legends which are narrated by adults are modern, but these children legends are about vampires, werewolves, skeletons. Actually, many stories which have been collected in Czech Republic, in Europe, in the United States, which are narrated by children, are very old, like centuries old. We have stories which have been recorded in Middle Ages in Europe.
One of the aims of ethnographers is to trace how individual myths came into being. However, there are only very few myths where they actually discovered the original source. They also study how myths are passed among people and what features they need to survive in the oral tradition. Petr Janeček says that so far they have not quite grasped the essence of a successful myth.
We have some urban legends which have been invented by the folklorist or sociologist or psychologist to trace the oral tradition, you know, how the story spread, and absolutely no one of them has lived in oral tradition for long. The collective oral tradition somehow recognized the artificial urban legend.
Since people all over the world essentially deal with the same issues, there are only a few myths restricted to a single place or period of time. One of the few exceptions is the legend of a mysterious spring-heeled fighter against the Nazis.
The Pirate or Spring Man of Prague is a very interesting legend. It has been widespread in protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia during the Nazi occupation. It has been some kind of national hero. You have old national heroes like knights in Blanding Hill or Janošík in Slovakia. You can compare it to Captain America or Superman or Spider-Man, but there is a really big difference. These superheroes like Captain America has been invented by someone, but this Perak Springman originated in oral tradition. People invent this mystical fighter against Nazis, and it has been very widespread urban legends. Almost everyone during the war in Czechoslovakia heard about him.
When I was a kid in the 1980s, there was a black ambulance driving around Prague. It was kidnapping children and stealing their organs. Once I went from school late in the evening and a black car was following me. I thought it was the black ambulance.
Another popular Czech legend is the black ambulance. The myth became so widespread in the 1980s Czechoslovakia that it had to be officially debunked on Czech television. The myth appeared in different variations in the whole Soviet bloc. Polish children, for instance, were threatened by a black Volga car.
It's hard to say if, for example, Czechoslovakian urban legends are specific. I think they are very similar to Polish or Hungarian urban legends. But you have some local differences. For example, Czechoslovakian urban legends from the communist era are more comical. If you compare, for example, Polish urban legends from 70s or 80s with Czechoslovakian urban legends, these Polish legends are like Grimm, it's against Russians, it's, you can see like the dread in it. But in Czech they like to joke about these party members, about the executive, about the policemen.
As Petr Janeček points out, democracy is not an ideal environment for the emergence of new legends. Contemporary Czech myths resemble more and more the global repertoire. It is an unquestionable sign that Czechs are more or less satisfied and they don't have any serious political or economic problems to deal with.
My colleague told me a story that he heard from his friend who works as a computer specialist in a big company. Sometimes the employees drive him mad. One of them called him the other day complaining that his coffee holder was broken, asking if he could come and fix it. My colleague's friend didn't understand what he was talking about, so in the end he went to have a look. The man wanted him to repair his CD drive, but he thought it was a coffee holder.